Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
The brilliant and hilarious Grod Farrelly is here to talk lots of things, including the Ivy Gardens.
Yes.
Paddy Power Comedy Festival in the Ivy Gardens this weekend. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you're going to be there, is that right?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I can't wait.
It's such a good buzz. And it's great that it's smack bang in the middle of town as well.
Yeah, it's smack bang in the middle of town. It feels like, but it does feel like you're at a festival in the middle of the country.
Yeah, you know?
And it's great. I always say it's like the comedian's Christmas party, like, because we don't get to see each other that often.
Yeah.
And it's lovely when we all get together.
So you put everyone in the same area.
Yeah, and everyone in the same area, gritting their teeth.
Yeah.
Check it to see who's on and what order.
Of course. Yeah. It's very important.
Who's closing? Who's closing?
Are comedians sensitive to those kinds of things?
Do you think? yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the eagles now. The eagles will be flying around.
That's brilliant. I love that. It happens at music festivals all the time. You know, it's like, I'm sorry, who is closing out the show? I can't believe.
Oh, obviously it's commercial.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's just who knows who in the label.
What I prefer in those situations is just go get a burger.
Yes,
I've never been somebody that likes to go on the staff night out.
Right.
No matter where
you've worked. Yeah, right, okay,
exactly.
Okay.
I have no friends.
Listen, I might be very similar to you, but I wouldn't possibly be allowed to comment at this point. But talk to me about that kind of thing, when it's a festival rather than a show that you're part of, either your own show or, you know, Sarah or Joanne or whoever, or Neil or whoever, and you're supporting. Like, what about when it's like, you know, bang, bang, there's a show here, there's a show there, there's two on at the same time at either end of the festival, and you can kind of almost hear them, like, you know, Is there more excitement in that, or is it just a bit mad?
No, I think there's more excitement because it's rare that you get to do gigs with other people. Because normally, like, the way it works for me is the support goes on to 25 minutes, then they go home at the interval, I go on and do an hour and 15, and then come off, the audience are leaving, haven't had a great time, and I'm like, tum-ti-tum, I'll wait till they're gone.
My adrenaline's flying.
Yeah, grab me water bottle.
Where's the nearest lush? I got a bath bomb.
Exactly.
No, I hear you. So whereas you do a festival.
Yeah, and then you're only doing 20 minutes, and my objective with all of these is just to go and have a good time. I just want to enjoy myself.
Now, can you enjoy yourself when you approach a festival like Edinburgh?
No.
No. You see, this is what I find amazing, right? Edinburgh is often billed, and rightly so, as, you know, the ultimate achievement for a comedian to go. You almost have to do Edinburgh.
Like, yeah, you kind of have to go. It's like it's that punishment beating that you have to have.
See, this is why maybe people have heard enough interviews with comedians to understand there is an element of self-flagellation involved in this.
Completely. Yeah.
But I have a screen grab here of a text that you were sent actually on my birthday, the 11th of March, which is, you're doing Edinburgh again this year. You're obviously on some radio show promoting the fact that you're doing Edinburgh. This is from your friend. I'm sorry, Gar. I just can't stand by and watch you do this yourself over and over and over. This will be my last message to you until August 27th when you're back from Edinburgh. Why is your friend so worried about you?
That was my friend Alan,
right,
who lives in Vancouver.
Okay.
And I mentioned that my Edinburgh show was going on sale. And unfortunately, I've been friends with Alan a really, really long time. So he has seen, let's just call it the fallout of Edinburgh's past. You see, you go mad. That's the problem, because you go into this bubble for a month.
Okay, so explain to anyone. Let's say, imagine someone listening today who's heard vaguely of the Edinburgh Festival, doesn't understand how it works for a comedian. Talk us through it.
So what you do is you book in. Anyone can do the Edinburgh Fringe, right? So you book in. I guess when you're a comedian that is going a while, you kind of tend to book in with like a promoter and a PR person. And
so you get a big room. You get like a promoter to tell everyone, you know, to help
that
you tell everyone you're going to be there.
Yeah. And then you pay a phenomenal amount of money.
This is what people don't understand.
A phenomenal amount.
So it doesn't make you money per se. It costs you money.
Certainly not at my level.
Right.
No. You go, you do about 30 shows.
One a day or
10 grand.
Yeah.
And you come back beaten and bruised. Like the first year I did Edinburgh, right? It was myself and Chris Kent. We did it together.
Yeah.
We were both doing our own shows, but we were on at the same time. It was both our first year. And the first night, the opening night of both our shows, we met each other white on the landing of the Gilded Balloon.
Right.
I had done about 90 minutes of material in about 40 minutes.
Okay, you just fired through everything. There was nothing left.
Through every single joke I'd ever written.
Yeah.
And Yeah, that year I got 5 reviews and they were 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Star like, reviews, yeah, okay.
And they came in order. So
you didn't exactly build through.
No. I went the opposite direction. But at the end it was like, this man needs to go home and sit in a padded cell for about a week.
Right.
So it's stressful.
But you are going back.
Yeah. See, the good thing about it is what it means is you go over there, run a show, and it's brilliant by the time you get to bring it on tour. Because I'm going on tour in October.
See, that we're going to talk about that now in a few minutes time, because we need to talk about the fact that you can go and see the hilarious Garode live throughout Ireland in a show called Garode Rage.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Just accidentally putting Garode Farley off travel there by telling him that I've seen snakes in southern Spain. Snakes are an issue.
Snakes are a massive issue.
Thankfully, Edinburgh, you're guaranteed to be it's a snake-free zone.
They come in and review the show.
But yeah, you're unlikely to find them in Spain. I just said the one time I saw a snake in Spain.
Yeah, we went for a walk, actually. One of my other halves.
Careful now.
We went for a walk and when we were in Spain a couple of years ago, and he said, oh, let's go up this way. And I was like, oh, no, just stay on the flat. He's like, no, we'll go up this way. And then he just kept clapping.
On the way up.
What's going on? And he's like, I saw something that you wouldn't like.
So he had seen a snake?
I nearly lost my reason. I have a massive phobia of snakes.
I was going to say, are snakes the only thing? What about, like, you know, spiders or...
No, I'm kind of okay with all that other stuff. Yeah, and lizards and all
Right.
No, I'm actually fine.
Just snakes.
But for some reason...
Have you ever encountered any?
I did. When I was filming Martin Bean's series, we went to
Nairobi. Oh, the travel show with Martin. Yes.
And we were staying in a hut and... took me trousers off, went into the bathroom, the makeshift bathroom, to brush my teeth, and I looked and I just saw this little grey thing kind of coming out from under the mat, and I was like, oh, is that a lizard, because there was a few of them around, and then I realised that it went out and under the door.
Oh god.
And I thought, no. So I ran out of the, like, an absolute child
with no pants
to the producer's room. I went, oh, there's a snake in my room. And I had to sleep on the bed in her room, fully clothed, with my boots on and the mosquito net over me. And I sat up for the, like, while she slept for the full 8 hours. Which, having somebody sit up straight in the bed,
you're trying to opposite,
it must be the most unnerving thing in the world.
Worse than a snake.
She would have happily slept in my room.
Oh, that's great. Well, hopefully there'll be no snakes at all on your tour, although you will do an awful lot of travelling, because I'm looking here at your dates. So this is Garode Rage.
Garode Rage.
Great name. Great name for a tour.
Well, I had Garode Less Travelled a few years ago.
Right.
And I took it to Edinburgh and it was called Gayrod Less Travelled. I did hear that.
Yes,
people
of
were calling it that.
Gayrod Rage.
That's a very different show.
But Garode Rage is going to tour. I'm just looking here, like, ever. You're starting off in October. You're going to run all the way through as far as May. There's a Vicar Street in there. I see that one in there. It's going to be absolutely amazing. How is that show? Because obviously now it's July, you're starting October, you need to be almost, are you almost done?
Oh, I'm done, yeah.
You're done, you're happy enough with it?
Previews. Yeah, I actually love it. I had this interesting thing where I had a week in July where I was doing previews, but I had the last Glamour Hammer, which was the last show.
The last show, yes, yeah.
So I had the two of them in my head at the same time, and I actually prefer the new one.
The new one, okay. Yeah.
It's nice when you get to that point, because for the last couple of months of Glamour Hammer, when you're writing the new show, you're like, how am I ever going to write a show like that?
Yeah,
I actually really like it. I think it's more, I think it's more of a fun show, but I think it's more together.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
Like, okay, it's more, as a piece.
Yeah, as yeah. a actually.
There's a lovely
as
phrase.
As a piece of art.
Yeah,
Dave,
yeah, that's it.
Because that's what we are.
What is your website so people can go get tickets?
It's GarodeFarley.com.
GarodeFarley.com.
Which was available, funnily enough.
I can't believe it.
Can you believe it?
DaveMoore.com. All of the Dave Moore things are gone.
They're all gone.
Let me just tell you, they're gone. There's Americans who have them all, but I doubt there's very many GarodeFarley.com enthusiasts. But you can catch Garode on a massive Irish tour, as I said, kicking off in October and running all the way through to May. He is definitely going to be near you. So go to GarodeFarley.com, get tickets. Do not be disappointed. You will absolutely love this show. And then also, best luck in Edinburgh.
Thanks.
Before I let you go, two other things.
Go on.
You've got two podcasts.
I do.
So you've Agony Rants and you've Fascinated. I thought Fascinated was done, but you came back.
I did come back, yes.
Why not?
I'll tell you why I came back. Because the people behind Shampoo, the band Shampoo, we're in trouble. They contacted me because they were doing a box set of all of their stuff. And I'd done a thing about Shampoo on Instagram about a year ago.
Okay.
And they asked if I'd interview them for the inlay
Okay, okay, for the actual box set. Right.
So I went to London and I made a Fascinated episode. I have some Fascinated recorded, but it's just, it takes so long to do those together. Episodes.
No, absolutely does.
But, oh my God, I'm obsessed with shampoo.
Really?
It's just reignited it. I was obsessed with it back in the day, but they're amazing.
And that's what Fascinated is, by the way. Fascinated is going back into Grodd's musical childhood, I guess, and interviewing the people that were huge back then.
Yeah, and finding out what happened. Because they all have such great stories. Like, Shampoo's story is brilliant because what they did was they were a bit belligerent back in the day. They insisted no remixes on the CD singles. They wanted to write all of the songs. And then when they became massive in Japan, the record label over there was like, we want more and more. And they just released loads of albums over there.
Right, yeah.
So
okay.
They made a fortune. Like,
amazing.
They were on, like, the rich list when they were 23. Like, isn't that
unbelievable? That is
unbelievable,
yeah.
And, they've just lived a very happy life ever since.
That's fascinating. Agony Rants is just so good. Explain that one to people.
Agony Rants is myself and Eurovision winner Niamh Kavanagh.
I mean, I know
straight away that's an odd combo.
Yeah.
But we've been pals since she was a Eurovision winner and I was a little gay 14-year-old.
Yeah.
And we solve people's problems.
Yeah, it's so funny. I love that show.
What I will say is the amount of people having affairs in this country and wanting the two of us to sort out their situation.
That's definitely not what you're supposed to be doing. But yeah, absolutely brilliant. Ivy Gardens, do not forget Ivy Gardens this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. You will see Grodd there. You'll see Emma there. Garen Noon is there. There's Alison Spittles on, Mickey Overman, Shane Clifford. So many brilliant acts going to be on there. Grodd, thanks a million for... Oh, before you go, sorry, I knew one more thing. I've asked you all of my questions, my quick fire round questions. I know you're a leg washer. I'm not a leg washer.
I'm a leg washer.
We've been through that.
Everything gets washed.
Well, one I don't think I asked you at the time because it wasn't on the thing is, what are you currently obsessed with?
What am I obsessed with?
Yeah, right now.
What I'm obsessed with at the moment is Temu.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The amount of crap that is tumbling in my door on a daily basis is absolutely, like, I'm ordering, like, stoppers for the sink.
Do you need them?
No!
No, that's the thing, isn't it?
I don't need anything. I've ordered all these, like, stupid little cases for, you know, like, hard disks and stuff, and nothing fits. And you can't send anything back.
No.
So, basically, the Oxfam and Ringsend is where all my crap is going. Like, just the daily bags.
GrodeFarley.com, the website to go see him in the Ivy Gardens this weekend. Grodd, as always, thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.